When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. I still recall in 2003, I wanted to travel to Japan to pursue my henna art dreams. I even wrote a mission statement. Our mission is to travel the world with henna art to inspire people and spread the beauty of the traditional Indian art to as many people as possible from all the corners of the world. With so much zeal, passion, and excitement, I recalled the statement one of my siblings made just a day before I flew off. She said something to my mom. "Mom, can't you afford to raise Zai up that she have to wander so far away, far from you to earn a decent income?" And she turned to me and said, "And you, why do you have to do a $5 business? We are all well off. We have assets worth $500,000. Like, what can your $5 business do for you?" That was a very powerful statement. Since then, I never turned back. I stayed true to my passion. I knew I was in for something big. Something big was coming. I do not know what. But those statements made me so strong and firm in my decision. So I arrived in Japan, 5th March 2003. It was winter cold. There was no way I could sit and do henna on the streets of Shibuya or Harajuku and attempt to make money. I did try, but the winter was too bitter cold. I really thought I was going to freeze to death on the streets of Japan. So, did I fly back? Of course, those statements were ringing hard in my heart. I kept asking God to show me a way. Why was I in Japan? What else can I do? What are the opportunities available for me to demonstrate my henna art? These are tons of questions that kept coming to me. So I used my formula of truth. I used the thinking formula. Then I reflected, why was I in Japan? Then I understood by speaking to the people. Many people had indoor gatherings and people enjoyed taking hobby craft activities during the colder season. So I took action. I took action by writing to the multicultural magazine in Tokyo, informing them that I am in Japan and I would like to share with them my Indian cultural art to their readers. I received free publicity. Due to the articles, events and parties contacted me to do henna art at their parties. Through these parties, I met many new friends who later became my henna art students. And through imparting my knowledge, I took part in healing others. Henna being a therapeutic art, and many of my students in turn worked closely with me at events. And when I left Japan, my students had benefited to do henna, and they are still doing it until today.